I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first. Trusted friends thought they had your back,
oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey.
See, the devil is alive.
Hey.
No, I'm not gonna die.
Hey.
It's okay to cry,
hey.
Cause he's by your side. Gotta stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due. And all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about it.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die.
Hey.
It's okay to cry,
hey.
Cause he's by your side.
Hey.
You gotta stop that hating.
Hey.
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey.
Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. Hey, yeah. My trouble, but everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day, guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without a trace of a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it.
Hey,
just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. He's trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh,
welcome, family. Welcome to this episode of Man Up the Movement here on the Now Network. We are live from the Now Network studios, and yes, we are simply keeping it plain and simple, that it's time to step to the next level. It's time to go to a higher elevation. It's time to see God really move the newness in us as he has already done. Oh, somebody clapped on that one. Man up tonight. Yes, now is my time to fight. I am. Come on, somebody out there clap with me tonight. I am taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer relying on my own abilities, on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord, walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change. Go to the next level and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. We talk about something new. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through the Jesus Christ who saved me. Oh, hallelujah. I have manned up. And we pray that something that we have said, something that we have exemplified has pushed you or provoked you into your purpose of manning up. No, it's not about me telling you what to do or vice versa, you telling me what to do, but it's about us finding through the word of God how he is already set in standard excellence. The head, not the tail. The lender, not the borrower. The called, according to a purpose. That doesn't mean against your mate or anything else. That means being called according to a purpose, that you're the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, and called according to his purpose, not our purpose. I have to emphasize that. But this second week of every month here on the Now Network, Man Up the Movement is Mentor Me. Some will say, I have a mentor. Some say, I just know the name mentor. But do we really know what a mentor is? A mentor is an experienced and trusted advisor. Someone is not a friend, but a mentor. Someone that leads by experience. Someone who is trusted to advise, to train, to guide, to lead, and to give advice. And we said that in the beginning. But it's not your friend, it's not your buddy, it's someone you respect as experienced. This second week of every month, yes, we're talking about mentoring me. Now, I didn't say I want to mentor you. Ooh, glory. I said from the beginning, mentor me. So this movement on the second week of every month is, what could you say to mentor Pastor E tonight? So I could say, what can mentor you tonight? Let's sow into each other every second Tuesday of every month. That mentor me means I'm opening myself up that I can receive. But in any relationship, as you sow, so shall you reap. So as I open up to receive, that's the same thing that you're saying, mentor me. Ooh, it's a barter and trade relationship. On the second week of every month here on Man Up the Movement, that mentor me means I'm opening myself up to you, but you're opening yourself up to me. Now, not just anybody. Come on, say it with me. Swish. Not just anyone, because a mentor is experienced. A mentor is also trusted. Now, you could say, well, do you trust him? Can you verify his experience? No. It goes by his not experience we see on the world side, but the exemplification of the Jesus that lives and dwells in that mentor. You're not experienced on worldly things. A true mentor in the body is someone who experienced in the word of life. Then it says, and. See, that word and is an addition. So you must be experienced first. Swish, get that out the way. Mentor me. I need someone experienced. But when you can confirm experience, you know there's trust. We even talk about that on Fridays, about the 52 ways or the 52 weeks of love, that the seven ways, and there's 52 million ways that God loves us, but how we identify how he loved us first so we can love him back, so we can be trusted in love. See, your experience and a mentor is someone who has experience that has trust from God. Because before I could ever receive from someone, I have to receive from God as well as you. So mentor me means I'm looking for some experience, someone with some experience, not just a testimony, but experience that says, look at my walk, look at my example of how I have stood on the word of God, because now I'm trusted. Not by man, no, but trusted in the sight, in the presence of God, a mentor. So when I say mentor me, we're looking for experience. And when you find experience, you find trust. Oh, yeah, we're walking out there and we're following all these other things. And that's why we're here on Man Up, because we didn't get it right. And before you could ever experience anything, man, woman, or child, you must know what it is. And then you must have a understanding about it, but not only understanding, you must gain some knowledge about it that now you can move by the word of God. I am looking for experience. And experience produces trust, not by me, but by God. Oh, mentor me. Come on, somebody go mentor me tonight that I can be different than I used to be, that I'm not the same that I used to be. See, mentoring is really boiled down to being a role model. Not that it's my light shines, but somebody else's light that shines. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is where? In heaven. Not here on earth. Not what people say. But in the same way, Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. See, even when you shine, you're not shining for you. Even when you mentor, you're not mentoring for you. Even when you become a role model, you're not role modeling for you. You're role modeling because the light that shines in you, that you shine it before others, not one. Yeah, you know, you hear me say this all the time, my brothers, is that what God has done for me is only an experience that I can give someone else the opportunity to the same experience. See, it's not God that given me the experience that I give you the experience. He's given me experience for myself that I can say, tap on this, seek on this, knock on this, and you'll experience the same thing. Because your light must shine, because that's your light, just as well as my light must shine. Oh, not in my own house, but before others. So that not my, they can say, ooh, that boy is shining. No, that they can see that the good works work through you because of God. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Oh, wait a minute. You mean I can't just stop at one level when I'm trying to be a mentor? Oh, yeah, I'm saying mentor me tonight. But I want to set the foundation before you attempt, or before I attempt. We must be in agreement that the foundation is set. So when we mentor each other, we are about our Father's business. But set the believers an example in speech, conduct, love, faith, purity. Oh, you mean I'm ready to be a mentor? And knowing that I must separate myself not only from what I say, but what I do. To be a role model. Second Tuesday, every month, Man Up the Movement, mentor me. Dial one, mentor me. But you know, there's a standard set. First of all, we do what we do so the Father can be glorified who is in heaven. We do what we do, not to despise nothing, but that the believers, we set an example in all areas, speech, conduct, love, faith, purity. Ephesians 5 is breaking down real smooth because you know there's an alternative to everything. For good, there's bad, and for bad, there's good. But 5, 3, and 7 says, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetous must not be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. See, we have to know, men, everything must be done decent and in order so we can teach the same spirit of decent and in order. I was sharing with a friend the other day. We got into this little happened, and you know, I have my opinion. Everybody has their own opinion. Some opinions don't match. We agree to disagree sometimes, but you know, sometimes the spirit of others can hitchhike on you. You start acting like other folks. And you don't notice it until you get in the presence of God that you were being immoral. You were being immoral. You were being impure. And it was because of your own, inability to resist so it can flee. But let, and you know, that word is so dynamic, my brothers, is because for you to let, you got to open up. For you to let, you have to let it in. But let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this. See, it ain't no question that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, covetous means adulterer, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. Mentor me, because you're setting a standard, knowing not to provoke you, not my child or anything else, but bring everyone up into this discipleship and the instruction, not of Pastor E, but of the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 4. Because we're looking to be blessed, my brothers. So when you do say, mentor me, I just pour blessings into you. Oh, no, not my will, but I pour blessings into you. Not my design, I pour blessings into you. Psalms 1:1-3, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates, when? Day and night. Oh, no, it's not time to quit. Day and night. Oh, you don't get a break. Day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of the water that yields its fruit in its season. Oh, y'all know, I guarantee you, and I'm not even looking at the board right now, but I guarantee you there's 50 people that can tell you when my season is right now. Glory. My season for grace, my season for favor is now. Oh, yes, I'm going through seasons of change. Yes, I'm going through seasons of obstacles and I have a season of now that I am blessed, that I am cured, healed, redeemed, delivered, and pure. Because I'm blessed not to walk in the negative, but to walk in the positive. He says, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of the water that yields its fruit in its season. When's your season? Oh, right now I got some fruit. Right now I got some fruit. Right now I got some fruit. Because I know my season is never dead. Oh, yeah, the trees change. The seasons on the outside change. But my season is full of grace and favor. because I know finally doesn't mean it's over. Finally means I finally got it. I received it. I got a revelation. Finally, my brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Philippians 4 and 8. Mentor me. Are you mentoring me on the things that are true? Mentor me. Come on. I'm an open vessel on the things that are honorable. Oh, no. I need a mentor on the things that are just. Oh, glory. Oh, I need a mentor. Mentor me. Pure. Mentor me. Lovely. Mentor me. Commendable. Mentor me. Excellent. Mentor me. Anything of worthiness to God that we give praise. Because when I mentor you, you mentor me. And guess what? Now we're mentoring each other, not on our own agendas or wills or plans, but on the plans of God. Can you mentor me tonight? This is your opportunity. Man up.